internationalism, excess, infamy.
This platform is dedicated to the Regency era, which is the very beginning of the 19th century in Britain.
How do you sum up this period of palace intrigue and unapologetic glamour, flashy colors and contrasts? You can start by looking at this marble bust of the Duke of Wellington, depicted here in the style of a Roman hero. The Met's Wolf Burchard.
He was a key figure in the reorganization of Europe in the aftermath of the downfall of Napoleon. He is a man who stepped from the Age of Enlightenment into that of the industrialization.
Political turmoil in France flooded England with luxurious items from aristocratic homes, including the Palace of Versailles. Some were even stripped for parts. For example, the huge cabinet on this platform is made of wood panels inlaid with hard stones, or pietra dura in Italian, that have been carefully cut into shapes.
These fruits and flowers were salvaged from old pieces of furniture and reintroduced into new pieces of furniture.
Speaking of new, Napoleon had been at the forefront of excavating ancient Egypt, which launched a showy craze, Egyptomania, that gripped French design at the beginning of the 19th century. Notice the glittering golden candelabra.
On top of the cabinet, we have these very beautiful, large candelabra in the Egyptomania style. And then on the right, you have this beautiful bench, a so-called Egyptian bench designed by Thomas Hope. When you look at it very closely, you have a remarkable contrast between the burnished surface of the gilded wood and the very deep coral fragment.
The Met's conservation team did scientific analysis of that small fragment of coral-colored wool. Their discoveries led to choosing the similar upholstery that you see today.